What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
What's up, everybody? I'm Bobby.
I'm Griff.
And I'm Rick.
And we're from Effin' Culture, the podcast.
And you're listening to Playlist Wars.
Now go.
Rick, this needs to be PG.
Come on, kiss my...
No.
Fine. Let the battle begin!
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, with my partner in crime, Brian Kohlberg, with our special guest, Dave Zalatoris from Beer in Front Podcast. How is everybody doing tonight?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, Dave, I've been looking forward to this, man. You're kind enough to bring me on Beer in Front to talk about the Doors, L.A. Woman. And now that night, after we were done recording that episode, we started talking and we got onto tonight's topic, which I'm so excited to dive into with you.
Yeah, I love social D, so I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
All right. Well, before we get started, Dave, why don't you tell us why you're excited to talk some Social Distortion with us tonight?
Huge fan. I've always been a big fan of Social Distortion from the first time I've heard them. And I won't mention the song now because I'll mention it later. Just always liked them, loved the Mike Ness solo records a lot. And it took about maybe almost 20 years before I was able to see them live. And then ever since then, I don't miss a Social D show.
Nice.
That's awesome. Well, before we get down to business, if you'd like to support the show and become a Patreon member, it's quite easy. Head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and select the tier that works best for you. As Dave said, tonight, our topic is Social Distortion, and we've each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior till now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track 1s through track 10s one by one, crafting what we each feel is the perfect Social D playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the Playlister family, to vote at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com and decide once and for all which one of us got it right. Also at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, you can listen to each one of our playlists just in case you want to quote-unquote hear where we're coming from with our choices. Later on in the show, we'll each get to choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that someone else on the panel picked. And like always, we only have one winner tonight, which leaves the other two of us, far behind in second and third place. So with that being said, let's start pleading our respective Social D cases. Dave, why don't you kick things off with your track 1?
All right. My track 1 is, do you guys want to hear a happy song? Sorry, homie. We don't know no happy songs. My number 1 song is from the Somewhere album. This is Cold Feelings.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow. Starting, it's really cold.
Yeah.
Great tune, man. That's a great pickup. Didn't make my list, but it was a good tune, though. I did like it.
Yeah, that's a classic. I have a feeling now, Dave, you and I were talking offline before we started, and Social Distortion, there is this vibe that this band protrudes when they play live. And if you're a fan, you know the hits. However, mainstream listeners don't know the hits because the hits aren't technically hits when you talk about radio, Billboard airplay, but the fans know the hits, and Cold Feeling is one of them. And embarrassingly, I don't have that on my list, but from the first song of the night, it's already a contender for my honorable mentions. So,
oh, very nice.
I love the tune.
Excellent.
Gomez, track 1, man.
Well, there's times where I could be right, but went with this song, I was wrong. I actually like this song. It expresses a lot of the stuff that he probably went through as a kid and growing up with the negativity, the rebellious, you know, losing, you know, I guess he was losing a battle to society with pains and love and all that stuff. And it's just an overall great tune. Just love the sound of it. Just really great. So track one, I was wrong. Hopefully I'm right with a good pick, though.
Well, I was just about to say, you are right with that pick because I Was Wrong is my number six from 1996's White Light, White Heat, White Trash. This is one of the few songs that actually charted for the band. It reached number 54 on the Billboard US Hot 100, number 4 on the Modern Rock Tracks charts, as well as number 12 on the Mainstream Rock Tracks. Honestly, this was an album for the band that I felt was a maturing lyrically. Not saying that their other songs aren't lyrically mature, but it takes a level of maturity to own up to your own mistakes that you've made in life. And this song helped me realize all the way back in 96 as a sophomore in college that you could admit to the mistakes you've made in your life and still be badass in the process. So this song always hit home to me. None of us are perfect. We don't have to be. I want to give a shout out on Patreon to Eric Chael and on Twitter to Mike Mott, who both chimed in with this one. My track six, I Was Wrong.
That is also my track number six.
Oh,
just a great song. Always loved the song. A couple times I saw them, they opened with it. So it was a great song to open up with, really get the crowd going. Classic song by Social D.
And just like that, we've got a trifecta, and Gomez is a bingo killer right from the get-go.
Well, you know.
Well, you said you were right, but you were wrong because you were you were rightly wrong because you're wrong in the right place you put it. Well, I mean, I like where you put it. I think it's right where you put it, but I also think it was wrong. You get what I'm saying?
Not really, but you know,
All right, so I'm going to start now with my track one, and I'm going to 1990's self-titled album. And one of the first songs I ever heard from Social Distortion is one of their most upbeat, happy songs. So kind of a reverse of what Dave was doing with his track one and kind of what you were doing, Gomez. I'm going with one of their most upbeat, happy songs, Story of My Life.
Ah, really good pick.
Thank you. It was in the movie Reality Bites and Orange County, two movies I've actually seen. I think that's on the list of like 10 now.
You know, it's funny. There's two movies that I actually did not want to see.
And it's the only time tonight that I could drop a cover song. And in 2005, Real Big Fish, now hear me out. Real Big Fish covered the song on their We're Not Happy Till You're Not Happy album. They didn't go over the top with it. They actually restrained themselves and pulled back and did a straight ahead ska version of the song. And it's a lot different than what you think of when you think of Real Big Fish. We posted on Playlist Wars' Twitter account the other day that Real Big Fish's music is what it sounds like when you get an extra mozzarella stick when you order. This song is the antithesis to that. I do want to give a shout out on Patreon, though, to playlister Dr. Owens 901 and Brad Sorensen, as well as on Twitter to our friends at the Bricked Pit podcast, as well as X Radio X, who predicted that this song would be an easy trifecta for this episode, My Track One, Story of My Life.
Well, Brian, I will say that Reality Bites, I do remember watching that movie. Orange County, I refuse to watch that movie, so I let me retract my statement.
Regardless, dude, both had great soundtracks.
Story of My Life, though, is my number three, my track three. Nice. Though. Truly love this movie. Truly love this song, because I'm thinking of the movies now. But it also was in a video game, though.
If you say Grand Theft Auto.
Actually, I'm going to say it right now. There is no Social D in Grand Theft Auto.
Really?
Yes, it should have been. I have a song that should have been in Grand Theft Auto. And if rock stars listen to me, put this one song when I get into it later, you would make you millions.
Well, what video game was it in then?
Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I had
that. It was
that
like one. The first song on that, wasn't it? One of the first.
Yeah, it was one of the first two songs, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was just a great song. It was great to play on that. And it's just one of those fun video games playing.
Well, I had this song as my number nine.
Oh, ooh. Two trifectas.
Yeah.
Boom.
You know, it's funny. When I saw them about 10 years ago, I saw him in Pittsburgh. And when Mike Ness was introducing the song, he was talking about it. Then he's really like, this song is the story of your life. And he's pointing to all of us in the crowd. And yeah, that's one that always gets the crowd going.
Yeah, it's definitely one of their most upbeat, fun, happy songs. Even though it's retrospective in nature, I kind of like the kind of way the two play off each other. Yeah. All right, so we got two trifectas now. This is looking good. Dave, what do you got for track two, man?
This is also off the Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell record. This is Bad Luck, another just great ripping song. It's another one. It's not a very happy song, but Bad Luck is my number two.
Damn it. Knew I should have kept that in there. That song was teetering my my playlist. I took it out this morning and I replaced it with another song, but unfortunately it was not on my list, but a great, great song though.
Well, Gomez, I am handing you the proverbial Playlist Wars axe as you have chopped a trifecta tonight because Bad Luck is my track four. From 1992, Somewhere Between Heaven or Hell reached number two on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart. And because of that, has the distinction of being the band's highest charting single on that chart, which I think is pretty cool. The song appeared in Bones and Supernatural, two TV shows I've never seen, as well as MLB 2K10, a video game I've never played.
I played it.
I figured you did.
But I didn't watch those shows.
Shout out on Twitter to Eric at the Two Old Pirates podcast who chimed in with the... This is just a classic Social D song. The last time I saw them at the Stone Pony, they pulled it out. The entire crowd just eats this song up. It's, I don't want to say it's a live staple, but it's just got that vibe to it. It's a perfect Social D song, and I couldn't see a playlist without it. I absolutely love the track, and I love that I crossed over with you, Dave. So
yeah, well, there's one playlist here that doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that could either, like as Brian would say, that might win me a lot of votes, or I might not even get a vote. So
yeah,
we'll see what the playlisters have to say on that.
Yeah. So Gomez, we are back to you for track two then.
Track two. I went with Don't Drag Me Down. Another song that I liked a lot. It was a lot about ignorance and other things that stand out that we're dealing with in America today. Or actually just not in America, in the world today. And I got to say, he did this song some justice and he felt like, you know, he didn't want to be dragged into this whole thing either. You know what I mean? So for him to express his words into music, it was unbelievable. So track two, Don't Drag Me Down.
Another great track from White Light. I would go as far as to say that that might be one of the best Social Distortion guitar solos.
That's
like
true.
He just rips it in this song. I absolutely love this song and I absolutely don't have it in my playlist, which sucks.
Oh, but
bummer.
Well, it is number three on my playlist.
Damn. So I got the axe now.
Yeah, you have the axe. Yeah, no, it's just a great song. I know you have a clean show, so we won't discuss what he says live when he's, you know, singing this. But no, it's a great song. Like you mentioned, Gomez, it talks about all the, you know, the stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's almost like a protest song, if you will. But yeah, just a classic Social D song.
Yeah, it has that feel for it. You know, Brian, I always say we don't talk politics. So I don't want to bring politics into this show. You know what I mean? But everyone has their thing. But the way he sang it, the way he did it, was just unbelievable. So that's why, you know, I truly like the way he did it. The guitar solo, Brian, you were so right on that. It was probably one of the best. But it's just an overall great track. And I'm glad someone agreed with me, Brian. Trifecta killer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And I will say this, though, without getting too political or too down this line, this song is anti-racism. And it's about ignorance in that. And it's a powerful topic. And sadly, it's something that's still prevalent today. So 25 years later, this song still holds true, sadly. And even with that aside, overall, this is just a fantastic Social Distortion song and one that I definitely have to consider for my honorable mention tonight as well, because it's a great one. Trifecta killing or not that I did with it.
Uh-oh.
All right. My track two. I'm going off of 2011's Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. Social Distortion has had a fascination with the Rolling Stones since the very beginning of their career. If you think back, they've covered tracks like Under My Thumb and Backstreet Girl. And the song that I chose, California Hustle and Flow, is an original that truly channels the Rolling Stones spirit and rolls it into a perfect Social D song. I love the vibe. I love the gospel vocals in the background. I love the way the song picks up the pace at the end and slowly brings you from this bluesy groove into this manic frenzy at the end. It's really hard to believe for me that this song is over a decade old now. And a song this awesome makes me almost infuriated that the band has not put out an album since Hard Times. My track two, California Hustle and Flow.
Brian, unbelievable pick. You know why? Because it's my track six.
Oh, very nice.
Everything you said about the song is unbelievable. You're right. It's just a great, great tune. I love this. This is why I wanted to start it off on my, what do you call it, the backside of my CD or, number six
on. Side two, yeah.
Side two, whatever you want to say, people. It don't matter. California Hustle and Flow, track six for me.
Looks like you're going to FedEx the axe over to Chicago because I'm swinging the axe now. That did not make the cut.
Oh.
Actually, nothing from that album made my cut here, and it was really tempting. It's on my list of songs that could be possible honorable mentions, but unfortunately, it's a great song. It did not make my top 10.
All right. Well, moving on to my track three, I'm going to head over to 2004's Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll. Fantastic album. And while Reach for the Sky is the song that seems to be most talked about from this album, because it was featured on their 2007 Greatest Hits album, I always felt like Nickels and Dimes was such an underrated tune and needed to get more exposure than it did. I feel like it's one of the standout tracks from that album. I wish they played it live more. I think it's such an upbeat rocking tune, and it's truly one of my favorites from that album. No disrespect to Reach for the Sky. I love that song as well, but my track three, Nickels and Dimes.
That's a great song that you mentioned, the song Reach for the Sky. I'll talk about that next.
Spoiler alert.
Well, you said it. No offense, but I went with the no offense on the other song, on your Nickels and Dimes, though. That's the problem.
So you don't have Nickels and Dimes?
No, I do not.
Oh, you're nickel and diming me, man.
Yeah, I don't have it either. It is a great song. That is an underappreciated album from them. I saw them play it live once. Like you said, I wish they'd play it live more often. Great upbeat song, good lyrics on it. Big fan of Nickels and Dimes, but doesn't make my top 10.
All right. Well, now, Dave, we're back to you for track four. See what you got here.
My track four kicks off their self-titled record. This is So Far Away. Always just love the song, even though there's a lot of different songs with the same title. Theirs is completely different. There's just something about that song I've always loved, whether when I had this on an album or cassette or CD, just kicks off the album right. So, yeah, I had to go with So Far Away as my track number four.
Great pick. It did not make my list at all either. Brian?
Damn. I will say this. I went to the self-titled album several times in my list, and I had to draw the line somewhere or else it would have been very self-titled heavy. And this was the fourth song that I was dangling in and out of my list. So now, Dave, three of your songs are vying for my honorable mention, because sadly that one didn't make it, but such a great tune. Such a great tune. Gomez, track four.
So track four, unfortunately, I nickeled and dimed Brian over here. So he said for one song, so I went with the other song. So I went for Reach for the Sky.
Oh, so we flip-flopped those.
We flip-flopped, yeah.
I nickeled, you dimed.
Yeah, pretty much. I actually like this song, but it also had, it was, how can I say it? The song's about, you should live for the moment. Live for it. Try to do your best. Everything is very fragile. Anything could happen. Tomorrow's a new day. Don't think about the past. Think about the future. Think about your life. Think about what you have. And this is one song I truly respected and love very much. So track four, Reach for the Sky.
Well, like I said before, I went with a different track and it didn't make my list, but no disrespect to it. It's on their greatest hits for a reason. It is one of their greatest songs. I just wanted to spotlight Nickels and Dimes instead. And I also want to give a shout out on Twitter to that effing show guy who also chimed in with Reach for the Sky. Dave?
Well, you know, I wasn't born to follow, so I can't put that track on my top 10. Is a great song. Fox Sports used that song a lot for a while. That was in their rotation during baseball games and football games when they went to commercial break. They used that song a lot. And it was always like, you know, yeah, they're going to commercial. You'll start doing something else and you hear, wait, that's Social D on television. So, yeah. But no, it is a classic song.
All right. We're ripping through this. Like, it's like a Social D album, short and to the point.
Yeah.
Dave. Track five.
Track five. I'm going with another. I mean, they're all great songs. It's, you can't go wrong with any of them here. This is probably the oldest one that I'm going to have on my playlist. This is Prison Bound. Just a great song. They do it now when they play it live. They have an accordion player. They kind of strip it down a little bit, but just the original from the record, even from their live record, Live at the Roxy, it's just a rocking song. Always been a favorite, so I had to put Prison Bound as my number five.
Prison Bound. God. So I did go with a song from Prison Bound, but it wasn't that one, unfortunately. I did not have it on my list.
Oh, Gomez. You know what that means?
I have the axe.
You have the axe, but it's the second bingo killer you have tonight, as Prison Bound was also my track five. Damn. Still love you though, dude. I still love you.
You have no choice. I'm
I love this song. While it was released as a single in 1988, it never charted, which is truly a crime because this song is vintage Social Distortion. And Dave, maybe I'm wrong, but because you're a fan of the song, I'd like to know your thoughts on this. I don't think the band ever gets to a ball and chain moment without a song like Prison Bound coming before it. I feel like Prison Bound is the perfect evolution of Mike Ness's songwriting to lead you into the self-titled for a song like Ball and Chain.
Yeah, I mean, Gomez mentioned earlier that Mike Ness certainly has had his demons throughout his life, and he had spent time in jail and with addictions and everything else. And no, I agree 100%. If it's not for, you know, this era in his life, he doesn't get to sing about a ball and chain or even his more recent songs, which are more upbeat, which I'm sure one of us will get into later. No, I agree 100%.
Awesome. All right, Gomez, let's hear what song choppeth the bingo.
So I went with Machine Gun Blues as my track five.
Ooh,
I really love this song. If anybody still watches music videos on YouTube, I love the fact that it was like a 40s gun down shootout, OK Corral in a train station. But it was such a great song. I feel like this should have been in a movie, but it was in a really awesome TV show that I got addicted to all of a sudden. I'm a few years late to this party. But it was in season 4, episode 7 of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love this show right now. I'm telling you, I'm totally addicted. I've been binge watching for the last 8 days. I'm already in last episode of season 5 right now. I got 2 more seasons. And I can't wait to see what happens. and it was a perfect because it was a motorcycle chase. Jax is shooting somebody. You know, it was perfect. And that song fit so well. And hearing the guitar on this, everything was just so perfect for it. So I'm sorry for the trifecta and bingo killer, but my track five, Machine Gun Blues.
You machine gunned it down. I mean, that's what happened. It wasn't even an axe. You just used a machine gun.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No hate for the song. That was such an awesome lead single from this, which as of right now, as of us recording this episode, is the band's swan song album, unless they put something out. But since it's been 11 years, the odds on that are growing smaller and smaller year by year. I love this song. And I actually have one other song from, I love this whole album. I have one other song from this album coming up. However, that one didn't make the cut, but I absolutely love it. And Dave, I know you said you didn't include anything from this album, but if you want to chime in on the song as it is.
Yeah, no, it did not make the cut for me. I know, like, Mike Ness always talks, oh, we have a new record in the works, and there's an alleged new record. They did a song a couple years ago live that was called Over You. That was really good, and I heard it twice. I really enjoyed it. I think it's on YouTube. There's live versions of it out there. I'm hoping, yeah, he's, ever since like about maybe the last 30 years, he's had some writer's block, but hopefully there'll be some new music coming out from Social D pretty soon. I mean, they've had 2 years with nothing to do. You'd think the record be out.
I know. And while we're still on Machine Gun Blues, I do want to give a shout out to Eric Chael on Patreon, who chimed in with that track.
Big Eric. Yes.
All right. So now is where we flip the album over. And track six is already filled in because Dave and I picked I Was Wrong. And Gomez, this is another first on Playlist Wars. Not only was it a bingo kill, but it was back-to-back bingo kills, track five and track six. So that's a new first. Congratulations.
Great. I had to be the guy. Yeah. It had to be me. Why? It's usually you, Brian, not me. I'm the nicer guy.
You know, poor Bingo never saw it coming. Track seven, Dave, what do you got for us?
Track seven, I have two Social Distortion tattoos. One of the first ones I have is Skelly, their logo on an arm. And this song is my next tattoo on my forearm. It's a ball and chain off their self-titled record. Probably it would have to be in my top 5 or 10 songs of all time. Just love the song, love what it represents. So yeah, my track number seven is from their self-titled album, Ball and Chain.
Great pick. That's actually my track number nine, Ball and Chain.
Nice.
I truly love that song. I love the way he sings it. It's just an overall great song. It's one of the first ones I ever heard when I heard Social D, and I fell in love with it very quickly, and I got into the rest of their music. I think the second one was Story of My Life, and then, you know, as you get older, you realize there was a whole bunch of other songs and you didn't realize it, but great, great pick. And I love it. It's my number nine, Ball and Chain.
And folks, we have another trifecta because that is my track eight. Gomez, where you heard Ball and Chain first, I actually heard Story of My Life first, went out and got the cassette at Music Merchant and Hasbro Kites and fell in love with the whole album. But Ball and Chain then became one of the hits. I actually want to say I vividly remember seeing the video for it on MTV at some point in time.
I think it was, yeah.
But such a great song. I've been covering Ball and Chain acoustically for the last 20 years. It's just a fun song to sing. It's in that lower register. You could feel where his country influences come in here, but it's still got that punk vibe. It's still got that punk aggression. It's still got that feel. And the song truly represents, like I said earlier with Prison Bound, this is where he was going as he was writing. And I cannot picture a Social D list without this song. I'm glad everyone agrees. Mm-hmm. The song did reach number 13 on the Billboard US Modern Rock Tracks chart. And I want to give a shout out on Patreon to playlister Brad Sorensen, as well as on Twitter to the Bricked Pit podcast, because they both chimed in with this absolute classic, as we all agree, Ball and Chain.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier that I have a ball and chain tattoo, and this was maybe 10 years ago, which really made me feel old. I went to a friend's house, and they had younger daughters who saw my tattoo and thought it was a Miley Cyrus wrecking ball tattoo. And I'm like, no, it's Social Distortion. I'm still young. I'm still cool. It's a Social Distortion. And then the kids all the rest of the night kept singing, she came in like a wrecking ball. So I had to wear long sleeve shirts after that. Yeah.
Oh God. Man. Yeah. Talk about a major diss of Social D saying it's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Not cool. Yeah.
No, definitely not. No.
And the funny thing is, I've got no hate for Miley Cyrus. I know the Social D fans listening are like, well, hit stop, we're done. No, but her last album, Plastic Hearts, was a lot of fun. It was a great pop album. It's one of the few albums that producer Ali and I agree on as a good pop record. I have no hate for pop. However, if I was ever to get a tattoo, I would go with the Social D version.
Yes.
First. So just putting that out in the universe.
But we're going to put Brian's face on the wrecking ball, though. I mean, the ball and chain.
All right. Well, with that horrific image, Gomez, why don't you go with track 7?
So track 7, I went with the Prison Bound CD, and I went with It's the Law.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. So hearing the lyrics, hearing everything, it made, you know, you could tell he was on his way to somewhere, you know what I mean? Pretty much Prison Bound by why he called the album. But in the lyrics, you know, it's a law, you're in jail. It's a law that sets your bail. So if you've ever been in jail or if you ever got caught by police, you know how it is. I'm not going to say anything.
I was about to say, you never got arrested. I've known you long enough to know you never got arrested. But
well, I wouldn't say arrested, but taken in for drinking.
The guy's been swinging the axe all night, so you never know.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Right?
You know, and I've been shooting things down tonight with Machine Gun Blues, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I truly love the song. I love the way he sung it, and it's true. You know what I mean? It's just you can't bother to fight and all that stuff. You gotta have to own up for what you're going to be. And, you know, with a record and everything, it's hard for people. So, for me, track 7, It's the Law.
Great song, dude. It's one of the band's earliest. I want to say that was a remake of a song that was on Mainliner Records from the Past. It was originally called Justice for All. Fantastic tune, dude. Like a kick-ass opener.
Oh, yeah.
And you know my feeling for the love of album openers.
Yeah. If I could do a Playlist Wars episode of just album openers, my God, the list would be way too long.
Oh, that's a future show, guys. I see that one coming.
Definitely. Definitely. I'd be all over that. All right. Well, Dave, did It's the Law make your list? You've got two tracks remaining here, too.
No, unfortunately, it did not. The next couple songs I have are more recent vintage, so that one did not make my cut.
All right. Well, I am going to state right now that neither did this next one, because I know you don't have anything from Hard Times on it, but Diamonds in the Rough is my track 7. And along with this song comes my biggest critique of the band tonight. And that critique is that this song was never released as a single. It has one of the most soaring choruses the band has ever laid down. The vocal harmonies literally are imploring you to sing along with it. And there was a time in my life where no matter how loud and confident I was on the outside to everybody else, on the inside, I was the exact opposite. And this song spoke to that to me. I was in a dark place, a bad place, and it took someone like my wife, Katie, to see through those things and help me realize and become the person I am today. So this song always hit me hard. The first time I actually got my hands on the Hard Time and Nursery Rhyme CD, I was spinning the album. I had to play this song 3 times in a row because it just hit me so hard. I resonated with it instantly, and it's true to this day. I absolutely love that album. And if it is their last, it's a perfect album coda for them. Although, like you said, Dave, I do hope there's more to be heard from them in the future. But my track 7, Diamond in the Rough.
Brian, great song. Did not make my list. I have 2 other songs I felt like were a little, I don't know. It just, I felt like it just didn't have a place for me. If it was in a track 15, it would be on there, but it didn't make my list though.
All right. Dave, I know you didn't make your list, but if you want to chime in on it regardless.
No, I mean, it's a really good record. I like pretty much every song on there, even the extended CD where they had I Won't Run No More, which I thought was really good. And what was Baby Take Care of Yourself. All the songs from that record are really good. It just couldn't crack that top 10 for me.
All right. Well, Dave, we each have 2 songs left. A few spots here on the board that need to get filled in. So track 8, Dave, why don't you fill in yours?
I wish I could go to an alternate version, but it was never released. So it's still a great song. I've loved it from when it first came out. I love their remade version off the White Light, White Heat, White Trash record. This is Down Here with the Rest of Us. One of just my favorite songs, how they do it now. I saw them maybe in 2010, and he introduced it as a song that they haven't played in years and years. But one of the opening acts was Frank Turner, and he suggested that they start playing it again. So they did an acoustic version of it, which just blew me away. I saw him again in Pittsburgh a year afterwards, and they brought out Chuck Reagan and this band called The Sparks to play with them on this. Really good, but the original track off the White Light record is still killer. So yeah, my song is Down Here with the Rest of Us at number 8.
Wow, we're on the same page, Dave. It's my number 8 too.
Oh, awesome.
So I love the song. I love the way this was. I love what he says on the song. Mm-hmm. What always stuck on me with this song is you'll suffer hard now as you bury your loved ones. You'll suffer hard now when you lose your best friend. Brian, don't worry. We're not losing you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I got nervous for a second.
No problem. That's the way it goes when you're down. Here's the rest of us. So for me, it's something that sticks, and I'll say this song resonates for me. So for me, track 8, Down Here with the Rest of Us.
Well, I'm going to flip this because I can and say I'm mad at the two of you for killing my bingo of Ball and Chain, because Ball and Chain was, I plugged it in 8 before you guys plugged in your track 8s. So both of you actually killed the bingo, not me.
No. I don't see it that way. You're the bingo killer in this one because you didn't listen to us.
Dude, think about this, Gomez. How many shows have we done? 3 bingo kills in one night. That is insane.
Yes,
2 for you and 1 for me. That's never happened here before. So unfortunately, it did not make my list. It's another one that I'm going to have to debate for my honorable mention. It's getting really tough.
You actually have a lot to debate.
I'm going to be here for an extra, however short this episode is, I'm going to be here for twice as long just debating which of my honorable mentions it'll be. For my track 9, I'm going to go off of their 2007 Greatest Hits album, which sounds odd because a lot of the songs we're talking about were on that Greatest Hits album in either their original or re-recorded versions. However, the band did record a brand new track for the Greatest Hits album, and it's a song called Far Behind. It reached number 19 on the Billboard US Modern Rock Tracks chart, and songs like Far Behind and the others that I mentioned, Diamond in the Rough, California Hustle and Flow, Gomez, you mentioned Machine Gun Blues, shows me there's plenty left in the Social D musical tank. It's been 11 years, Mike. We need something new. The fans need something new. I love this song. Like Diamond in the Rough, this song truly speaks to me lyrically, because as a person, I used to believe that friends were measured in quantity versus quality. And it took me really growing up and maturing to realize that it wasn't the amount of friends I had in my life, but the ones that were there for me when it truly mattered.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I left quantity behind for the quality. And with that, I left behind a lot of the toxic acquaintances and opportunistic friendships that I had growing up. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for friends like you, Gomez, who have been friends with me for 20, 30 something years here, to be able to walk away from the stuff that I felt was important at one time when that light bulb went off and I realized what really mattered. That's what this song means to me. And I want to give a shout out to our friend Ben Montgomery at the Records Revisited podcast, who also chimed in with this gem, my track 9, Far Behind.
Brian, great song, man. First of all, that song does speak to me like that too. It didn't make my list because I teetered and tottered with Down Here with the Rest of Us. So originally my number 8 was supposed to be Far Behind, but it might be a great contender for my honorable mentions.
All right.
Well, that is my number 10. So
I
agree with you. I love that song. Great lyrics. You shake my hand while you're pissing up my leg. I mean, yeah, it speaks to me. I was kind of the same thing, in a place where I just had to leave some stuff behind. And that came out at the right time. Love that song. I could not have a playlist without Far Behind on it.
All right. Well, Gomez, that was his track 10, closing out the list. You have track 10 now.
Yeah, I do. And I went with a cover song, Brian.
Oh.
Went with Johnny Cash, Social D covered, Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you, Johnny Cash was brilliant originally. Social D took it to a whole new level. A whole new level that, man, it brought it back with some star power. And it paid huge tribute to Johnny, man. And I'll tell you, it was just a great way they did the song. You know what I mean? Instead of having the horns in the original, they had their guitars ripping through it. You know what I mean? It was just awesome. His voice for this song was perfect. Awesome tribute to Johnny Cash. Social D did a great job. Ring of Fire is my track 10. That's how I ended it.
Wow. Well, I've got good news and bad news.
Oh, shoot.
The bad news is we officially have 4 bingo kills tonight because Dave killed a Ring of Fire bingo for track 10 because that is my track 10. So now Dave and I each have 1 bingo kill and Gomez has 2. We've never had 4 bingo kills in an episode.
No, we have not. This is a first.
This is insane. I love this cover. It reached number 25 on the Billboard U.S. Modern Rock charts. If you're going to cover an iconic song by Johnny Cash, one of the most memorable country musicians of all time, you better bring it because honestly, this cover can make or break your band, period. Hard stop, end of story. And Social Distortion, I'm just going to say it. It's better than Johnny Cash's version. I like it more. I like it more. They did a better version. I love Johnny Cash. I respect the original, but I love Social Distortion's version more. And I talked about this song on episode 28, The Battle of Punk and Ska Cover Songs, with our friend Matt Kennedy from X Radio X, because we both had that on our playlists for that as well. So a little spoiler alert there.
I don't think I did I?
You did not.
Okay.
Oopsie. Matt and I did on that one, yeah. I want to say if you did, you honorable mention that one, I think.
I think I honorable mentioned that one.
Yeah. I do want to give a shout out on Patreon to Brad Sorensen and one more time on Twitter to the Bricked Pit podcast, as well as Kelly Madden from the Drunk Theory podcast and Aaron from the Itch Rock Radio and podcast, who all chimed in with this brilliant, brilliant cover. Obviously, Dave, it did not make your list. You bingo killed it, which is fine because we've all done it tonight. We've all been there. This is a bingo kill support group tonight on Playlist Wars. Regardless, if you want to chime in on the tune, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, the only reason it didn't make my top 10 is because they don't have a lot of material out there. They're not like the Rolling Stones or, you know, a Tom Petty or Springsteen, somebody that has 20, 30 records out. So I wanted to stick to original Social D compositions, and that's the only reason songs like Making Believe didn't make the cut, but it is a great song. You almost kind of wish, and you wonder if, like, Johnny, when he was going through his later stages with Rick Rubin, like, you wonder, like, why he didn't record Ball and Chain, because I think Johnny Cash would have killed that as well, and that would have been a nice circle. But yeah, no, Ring of Fire, just a great, great song.
Yeah, that would have, oh my god, now that you said that, that's gonna forever be in my mind of what could have been. I can hear Johnny singing that.
That would have been really cool to see.
Well, I want to take a quick moment now to give a shout out one more time to Eric Chale on Patreon, who chimed in with When She Begins and When the Angels Sing, as well as on Twitter. Those two songs were chimed in. When She Begins was chimed in by the Prisoners of Rock and Roll podcast, who also chimed in with Dear Lover. And that effing show guy chimed in with When the Angels Sing. So 3 other great Social D songs we didn't get to tonight. But man, I'm hard-pressed to really think of bad Social Distortion songs. There aren't really many that come to mind. And now the time has come for us to tip the hat to one another with our honorable mentions. Dave, a lot of bingo kills, a lot of trifecta kills. It's a murderous show tonight. So let's think on a positive level here. What will be your honorable mention track tonight?
It's tough because the songs I had listed, there was, of the 8 songs, 7 were not mentioned. So I'm going to have to go with, as my honorable mention, Nickels and Dimes.
Nice.
Okay, okay. Well, I have 3 choices on my honorable mentions. I have Nickels and Dimes. I have Prison Bound. And I have Far Behind. Prison Bound, I know I had the trifecta and bingo killer on that one. Nickels and Dimes, Brian and I, we switched up on songs for this one. But I think Far Behind, because I replaced it with my song Down Here with the Rest of Us. And Brian, and what you said, and how our friendship has grown so many years later, and how we're there for our families and stuff. I think Far Behind's going to have to take it for me tonight for my honorable mention.
All right, all right. And for mine, I'm going to have to tip my hat to Dave and go with the first song from the self-titled album, So Far Away. Such a great song. Man, this is tough. Between Cold Feelings, Don't Drag Me Down, Machine Gun Blues, It's the Law, Down Here with the Rest of Us. Ah, but So Far Away, because that was the first song on the cassette that I had when I first got Social Distortion. But I went to that well so many times in this episode. Dave, you gave me the excuse to go back one more time. Oh. So thank you for that.
Happy to help.
Yeah. 3 fantastic playlists here. And obviously, like you said, Dave, there's a lot of songs we didn't get to. So playlisters out there, if you have songs that you didn't hear, chime in on social media. Let us know what your favorite Social D songs are. Join the conversation. Let us know the songs you like best by Social D and why they made your playlist versus the ones we chose, or why you agree or disagree with us. That's what this is all about. But now is the time in the episode where we're each going to go through our playlists one by one so everyone can hear our idea of a Social D playlist in its entirety, including the honorable mention. So, Dave, why don't you kick things off first?
And I do want to say that I was cognizant of the time as well. So all 10 of my songs will fit on side one of a 90-minute cassette. So it clocks in at 44 minutes and 38 seconds is what I have here. So you'll have room to flip over the cassette for others if you decide to vote for me the Chicago way you vote early and often. But my 10 songs are Cold Feelings, Bad Luck, Don't Drag Me Down, So Far Away, Prison Bound, I Was Wrong, Ball and Chain, Down Here with the Rest of Us, Story of My Life, Far Behind, and the honorable mention will be Nickels and Dimes.
Track 1, I Was Wrong. Track 2, Don't Drag Me Down. Track 3, Story of My Life. Track 4, Reach for the Sky. Track 5, Machine Gun Blues. Track 6, California Hustle and Flow. Track 7, It's the Law. Track 8, Down Here with the Rest of Us. Track 9, Ball and Chain. Track 10, Ring of Fire. And my honorable mention, Far Behind.
All right. And my track 1 was Story of My Life. Track 2, California Hustle and Flow. Track 3, Nickels and Dimes. Track 4, Bad Luck. Track 5, Prison Bound. Track 6, I Was Wrong. Track 7, Diamond in the Rough. Track 8, Ball and Chain. Track 9, Far Behind. Closing it out with track 10, Ring of Fire, with my honorable mention, So Far Away. We had 3 trifectas tonight in Story of My Life, I Was Wrong, and Ball and Chain, with an honorary trifecta of Far Behind. And we had 4 bingo kills tonight. An unbelievable record. I don't know if that will ever happen again. But now, playlisters, we are turning it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, visit the Social Distortion page, and vote for which one of the 3 of us you think got it right. Now, Dave, before we close up shop for the evening, why don't you tell people a little bit more about Beer in Front, where they can find the show, and where they can connect with you across all the socials?
Oh, well, first of all, I want to thank both of you for having me on Playlist Wars. I think I mentioned to you, Brian, when you came on mine back in the summer, I've always said there's like ideas that you say to yourself, man, I wish I would have done that. And Playlist Wars is that. I always say, oh, I wish I would have thought of that first, because I love the show. I love the idea. I love what you're doing. And I thank you. It means a lot to me. I thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. My show is called Beer in Front, where I talk about old school classic beers, some new beers that have the potential to be classic. And then I add my spin to events that are going on in the world today. Some might be a little, there might be more foul language on my show than there is here, but you could find it wherever you listen to podcasts, on Twitter and Instagram. You could reach me at Beer in Front.
Well, Dave, the honor and pleasure has been ours. I hope you'll join us again for a future battle. Maybe the album tracks opener you would like to join us for later this summer or fall, because I think that would be a blast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, count me in for that. Put me down for Thunder Road, track one.
All right. It's already spoiler alert now. Yeah. That gives us some ammunition, Gomez.
Oh, man. Well, Dave, I can't thank you enough for jumping on the show with us. Thank you for all the awesome words you said about the show, too, and us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for everything. Brian, my right-hand guy, my best friend, family, everything. You know what I mean? Thank you for doing this with me. It's been an awesome ride, and I can't wait for what we're doing for more in the future for the show this year. 2022 is looking like a very busy year for us already.
Yeah.
And check out Dave, Beer in Front Podcast. Check us out on Twitter at Gomez79, at Brian Colburn at Twitter. Also, check us out on patreon.com/playlistwars. And also, don't forget to vote who got it right on playlistwarspodcast.com. And we're going to see you next time when a new battle takes place on Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.